Blog Talk Radio.
And God Day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and welcome you to another episode of Reigning with God. I am, just by way of introduction, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and the senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in the Washington, D.C. area and also in Philadelphia. And I am psyched. I'm jazzed and I'm juicy. You have decided to join me today. As today, as we're starting this new year, today is January 3rd. If you're listening to me on the day that I'm actually doing the podcast, and as I started yesterday, I started talking about goals and resolutions. And I'm going to continue that, as in this segment, dealing with huge goals, God-inspired goals and resolutions. Now, let me share again, a resolution is a resolve. It's a resolve of the mind. It is when I am determined that the things that I feel that are placed within my spirit, that I am writing out, that I am declaring that this is what I'm going to do this year, that is a resolve of the mind. It is a goal that we set. It is something that we create to cause us to grow and to expand. And as I was sharing on yesterday's podcast, it's all about us growing and expanding. You know, life would be really boring, my friend, if we never grew. I mean, life would be really boring if we would not have things which challenged us and caused us to grow. And every year we have that opportunity to be able to grow and to expand, so that each year is not just like any other year, but it causes us to become something that we weren't before. Now, I want to talk about the nature of goals and resolutions and how these are to be, what I want to say, God-inspired and huge. Now, first of all, I want to say, why huge? Why big? Why these enormous goals? Because I believe this, my friend, that you are here on this planet not just to exist. I believe in the words of Jesus where he says that I've come that you might have life and have that life abundantly. And abundant life is not just simply existing, playing small, living, watching the proverbial parades go by, because within each and every one of us is the full presence of God. It's the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, which is the fullness and the power of God, wants to manifest through us. Now, get this. Nothing that God does is ever small. Nothing that God does is ever insignificant. Nothing that God does is just simply, you know, something that we pass over. And matter of fact, we're on this planet to make a difference. We're on this planet for us to actually manifest God. As I share that, so many people give pushback. We give pushback because, you know, well, maybe I don't want to do all of those things, and maybe I don't want to. Well, okay, I get that. But let's not ordain that as being God. Let's ordain that of you being limited in your understanding of what God wants to do through you. Oftentimes share about the traditional understanding of Calvary, of looking at the life of what Jesus did for us upon Calvary, going to the cross, dying for our sins, right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, think about it. He invested in us. And you can't tell me that the investment that he made in the giving, I'm talking about God the Father, of giving his highest and his best, his Son, to suffer, bleed, and die for us, that it was to live a mediocre and a mundane life. It was not to just go through the motions of life. It was not just simply to rationalize our lives and say, well, I guess God doesn't have this for me or that. And just as long as I live by the little house on the side of the road, I'm okay. I believe at best, folks, that is blasphemy. And you say, Keith, blasphemy? Yes, blasphemy is total rejection of the Spirit. And what I'm saying is that if God is in us, manifesting through us, even as us, that he wants to manifest fully, and everything God does is big. We quench the Spirit. We quench the Spirit when we operate in a small mind. Hear me in this, hear me in this, hear me in this. We quench the Spirit of God when we play small. When we accept the status quo. When we never develop our talents, our gifts and abilities, if we never maximize all that God has given us, we actually blaspheme God. That's a whole different understanding, isn't it? But think about it. If we're given stewardship of our lives, if we're giving stewardship of the gifts that he has given us, he wants to manifest powerfully through us. And each year we begin, as we start, we hit that reset button. We talk about goals and all of these things. If they are God-inspired, notice the word I use, God-inspired, inspired of God. The idea of inspiration is to be God-inspired, that God is in this, that they are initiated by God and placed within our spirit. I believe that every gift and every dream, every desire, every yearning is given to us by God. Yes, that yearning that's inside of you, that longing that's inside of you, that desire is inside of you, is God. It's about becoming. It's about being. It's about who God sees us to be. It's God's vision of our lives. And a lot of times what we've done with our dreams and those desires and those yearnings, that we have pushed them away. We have buried them. We have rationalized. We've listened to teachers. We've listened to preachers. We've listened to people and parents and others telling us, oh, get rid of those silly dreams. No, you cannot be that. No, God is not all about those things. And we have believed them. We have believed them. And then we begin to play small. What about those dreams that you had as a child? What about those dreams that you had as an adult? What about you, the yearning and the desire that God had placed upon your heart about being and doing and having? Oh, don't tell me that it's about, if I had these experiences and now I'm disqualified. Don't tell me that, life has beaten me down so much. I can tell you a lot about those things, but I can tell you that who God has called, he is qualified, and that the gifts are without repentance. And that which he's placed inside of you is for you to become and for you to do. And we've given up. We've played small. Folks, if anything is of God, it's huge. If it's anything from God, it's big. And the next question comes in is that how can I, and if you say, well, I don't have those dreams and those yearnings and I don't have those desires, how can I then have a huge God-inspired goal or dream? Well, you have to be able to go to God in prayer, in meditation, and in fasting. You've got to hear the voice of God, because I believe this, folks, that the more that I'm attuned and aligned with God and his spirit, he speaks to me. Yes, God still speaks. God speaks to our hearts. And what happens is then, as we are attuned, as we are aligned, as we are connected, understanding that inseparable relationship of oneness that we have with the Father, he begins to give us those dreams and those desires and those yearnings, and you know that it's God. And a lot of times people tell me, well, how do I know? How do I know? Well, listen, I've discovered something about God. When God speaks, you know the voice of God. Everyone in the Bible that heard the voice of God actually did not have to ask anybody, is this God? They knew it was clearly God. And it's the same thing with us. But also, let me share another determination that I have discovered. I've realized that when it's God, it's when it's huge, when it scares the living daylight out of me. Because it's like, God, oh, you expect me, you want me to do this? That it's huge, that it's beyond even of what I can do in this lifetime. I know that it's God when it's something that is big. Something that I'm going to need, not just some faith or my faith, but I will need the faith of God to be able to do it. You know, folks, a lot of times I've shared, and you've heard me share this so many times before, about faith. We don't really need faith to do a lot of the things that we talk about and that we do. You don't need faith to buy a car. You don't need faith to buy a house. You don't need faith to be able to and get, you know, your investments and a lot of the things that we do. But we need faith when we're talking about doing something that's beyond our purview, that's beyond even of what we can think or imagine. See, that is why I'm saying God is a big God, and God has big goals and resolutions and dreams for you. And when a God, it has to go beyond of what you can do in your own power and in your own might. Man, this is something that's huge. And how do we get there? Okay, so that's what I want to focus on. How do we get there? We get there by prayer. We get there by meditation, and we get there by fasting. Somebody say, well, you know, I pray every day. Well, do you really pray? When I talk about prayer, I'm talking about prayer being communion with God. I'm not just talking about prayer. We're saying, oh, Lord, thank you for this and that. Thank you for the car. Thank you for the house. Thank you for the kids. Thank you for the wife. Thank you for the husband. No. It's when I'm spending that time in communion and alignment with the Father. I'm not only speaking, but I'm also hearing and listening to the voice of God. What I have discovered so often, my friend, is that we do a lot. We are so verbose in our prayers. We do a lot of talking. And we don't, and we are not still, that we may hear the voice of God. And when we're talking about goals, we're talking about resolutions, we're talking about God-inspired, faith-inspired goals and resolutions, those things only can come when we are aligned with the Father, that we're listening intently to His voice, that we're declaring the promises of God. We're declaring in our prayers the word. We're bringing forth the word to His remembrance. And I'm telling you, it's powerful. So prayer is a powerful tool. Meditation is also a powerful tool. And when I talk about meditation, I'm talking about in terms of, in the Hebrew tradition of meditation, is to meditate upon the word of God, to meditate upon the truths of God, to meditate upon the principles and the precepts of His word. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and it's in His law doth He meditate day and night, where I'm pondering and muttering the word and muttering and pondering the truth of God in His spirit. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. And let me share this in my closing minute that I have. I need you, my friend, to be a partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries and the Destiny Center. I need you to assist me in changing the world. Folks, I am on fire, and I'm ready for my grand assignment. I'm ready for my goals and resolutions to be manifested, and I am resolved in my mind to do all God has for me to do in this ministry. And I need you. I need you. Please become a partner with us today. And listen, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life.